This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. December 28th, 2018. In a very disturbing report, the Washington Post has reported that intelligence sources say the Islamic State, or ISIS, is sitting on $400 million of stolen cash and gold that it has stashed away and unfortunately laundered through banks in the Middle East and invested in legitimate businesses to further launder the money. This can continue to fund terrorism going forward, and it points directly to why we must have robust anti-money laundering laws. Next up, the Financial Times, in a very interesting op-ed piece, talked about measuring good corporate culture, which is now required under UK law. The companies are going to have to try to quantify what they call the unquantifiable. Corporate culture has become more important, and certainly this is a great first step that the UK regulators have put in place that requires UK listed companies to establish the company's purposes, values, strategy, and satisfy itself that these and its cultures are aligned. Next up, we had a very interesting FCPA enforcement action resolve this week. On Wednesday, the SEC and Department of Justice concluded FCPA enforcement actions against the American technology provider Polycom, settling books and records and internal accounting provision charges with the SEC and receiving a declination with disgorgement from the Department of Justice. The company disgorged approximately $31 million to resolve bribery committed by the company's employees, subsidiaries in China. Under the declination, Polycom disgorged $10.8 million to the SEC, as well as $10.15 million to the U.S. Treasury and another $10.15 million to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service consumer fraud. In return, it received the declination with disgorgement. And finally, in a very, very interesting article and, frankly, one of the great human achievements of all time, I wanted to congratulate Colin O'Brien, who trekked across the Antarctic, crossing the South Pole solo. In a two-month race across the South Pole, he went down as, and what will no doubt go down as one of the great feats in polar history. He completed a 921-mile journey across the pole only with himself. He is the first person to do that, and he did it in not only record time, as you might guess, since he's the first one, but doing the last 77.5 miles in one 32-hour push. It's truly one of the great achievements of polar exploring and something that is worth celebrating as we near the end of this 2018. Thank you very much. I previously indicated I've decided to move forward with the Daily Compliance News into 2019 each day. If there's a different format or different information distribution that you would like, please give me a shout and let me know, tfox@tfoxlaw.com. Also, I hope you will check out some of the new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. Jay Rosen and myself have started a new podcast series, Popcorn and Compliance, a look at compliance through the lens of the movies, that premiered Saturday, December 8th, and will post bi-monthly on Saturday for your entertainment and enjoyment listening pleasure. Finally, Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have premiered their new podcast, Great Women on Compliance. I hope you will check that out. It's a great podcast series. We have several other offerings that we are in production and will go live after the first of the year on the Compliance Podcast Network.